Good morning. The water levels are rising, the sun is in hiding, and a new month beckons us, uniting us and also dividing us. It is 1st August 2018 and identity and proofs are all mixed up, untangling the math of division with hopes of unity. We begin the first auditorial for this month. So, the word on the social street is that if the Prime Minister and Smriti Irani can't provide proof of their education degrees, is it fair to ask 40 lakh people for papers to prove that the earth belongs to them as well? Well, the war for identity is just getting started, and if Mamata Banerjee is to be believed, then there is a civil war that we are heading towards. A day after the National Register of Citizens, or the NRC, left out 40 lakh people in Assam in the lurch and unsure of their citizenship, BJP Chief Amit Shah and TMC Supremo Mamata Banerjee attacked each other and questioned the other's commitment to national security. Banerjee, who was in Delhi to gather support for her federal front, alleged that the NRC exercise was done with a political motive to divide people and warned that it would lead to a bloodbath and a civil war in the country. She said, "You cannot just drive away people who have been staying here for 100, 200, 30 years. I am shocked to see how Indians became foreigners. Shocked to see that even relatives of a former president, Fakhruddin Ali Ahmed, have not made it to the NRC. BJP President Amit Shah, he stood up in the Rajya Sabha, thumped his chest and with his right hand and thundered, "Isko amal karne ki himmat nahi thi, humme himmat hai. You did not have the courage to implement it, we have the courage." It was targeted at Congress, who initiated the process, but according to Shah, did not have the courage to dehumanize 40 lakh people. At a press conference last evening, Amit Shah hit back saying the Bengal chief minister was spreading confusion with her claims of civil war and accused her of playing vote bank politics and said, "I heard the whole speech and I am stunned by it." While a police complaint has been registered against Mamata Banerjee by the BJP's youth wing in Assam's Dibrugarh district, the Supreme Court, which is monitoring the update of the register and is probably the cause of it all, said in no uncertain terms on Tuesday that no authority can take any action on the basis of the draft register that has excluded over 40.07 lakh people. Proof seems to be the latest buzzword. In case you missed it, a court in UK has asked for video proof of jail, which will be set aside for Vijay Mallya to ascertain whether there is comfort and enough sunlight. Well, it's not an art of living course, Mr. Mallya, it's jail time. But since we are on video proof, here's a bizarre story for you that we found in today's Times of India. Confronted with the possibility of divorce on grounds of impotency, a 32-year-old man from Hyderabad made a porn video with another woman and sent a 5-minute clip of the act to his wife's father and aunt to disprove the charge that he felt has belittled his manhood. The couple was married in 2016, lived together for just 15 days before separating. The wife had made up her mind and applied for divorce in a family court. She stated that her husband was impotent. Infuriated, the man hit upon the idea of disproving the wife's charge by getting a woman to act with him in a porn video. Adding, the police inspector said that it appears that a third person also shot the video. Well, the bizarre attempt to hit back at his estranged wife did not go down well with anybody, and a police complaint was filed by his wife's family, and the man has been arrested and sent to jail. And on to our next story. For this one, we move to Bengaluru, the pub capital, which is about to lose the moniker after as many as 393 restaurants and pubs were sent notices, while 326 have already been given closure notices by the city police for playing the banned substance, live music. And from live music ban, we move towards plastic ban in Goa, where plastic is not good for the environment. Eggs are, but plastic eggs are probably the worst. Chief Minister of Goa, Manohar Parikar, on Tuesday said he would bet that eggs are not made of plastic and assured the assembly that he will get some samples tested by labs, including a facility operated by the centre. While he was responding to Congress MLA Alexo Regino, Lorenzo's allegations that eggs made of artificial substance are being sold in Goa. Mr. Parikar, who is an alumnus of IIT Bombay, said he ruled out the possibility of a plastic egg. I have done engineering and I am a student of science. I can tell you positively it cannot be made of plastic. I can bet on it, Mr. Parikar said. He is right. As far as real eggs go, they can't be made out of plastic. But if they are being manufactured and being sold in the market, then it doesn't require his IIT hat to check its ingenuity. Rather, his CM's hat to crack this egg case. And on to a quick roundup of our international news. Well, tensions are rising in Zimbabwe as opposition fears intensify that the election count will be rigged. Monitors warn of possible violence if the results are contested, and authorities are bracing for protest. Well, the election is pitted between Chamisa, who's a 40-year-old lawyer, and a pastor who had a stint earlier as a minister in a coalition government several years ago, against Emmerson Gwangwawa, who's 75 years old, a longtime Mugabe aide and part in the party, also known as the Crocodile. For the first time since Zimbabwe gained independence in 1980 after a brutal guerrilla war against a white supremacist regime, Mugabe was not on the ballot paper. On Sunday, the former president said he would not vote for his former party's ANUPF and its candidates or the current president, and endorsed Chamisa instead. And on to the next story. An Aeromexico airliner carrying 101 people from the Mexican city of Durango to the country's capital has crashed soon after takeoff, but all 97 passengers and the four crew members survived the accidents, according to the Mexican officials. Some people come with their destiny written by stars, and then there are Star Wars fans. The jacket worn by Harrison Ford when he played Han Solo in Star Wars' The Empire Strikes Back is expected to fetch up to £1 million at an auction next month. So you have the whole of this month to get your travel and other resources in place if you want to buy that, or be able to bid for a Stormtrooper helmet from A New Hope, which is expected to fetch up to £60,000. That is all that we have for you for today. We will be back with more stories with proof and some spoofs. Thank you for listening and wishing you a productive and a safe August ahead. Goodbye from takeapart.in.